Hello, I'm Gary Aide, and we're stacking the NBA with a matchup preview of the Sacramento Kings and the Houston Rockets. Sacramento comes in with a record of 29-23 on the year. Houston is 13-40 on the season. Over their last 10, Sacramento 5-5 has lost 2 in a row. Meanwhile, Houston over that span is 3-7, and they've also lost 2 straight. Here are the numbers. Sacramento averages 118.9 points per game, gives up 116.6 for a positive differential of 2.3. Meanwhile, Houston gives up 117.5 and scores just 109.9 for a negative differential of, looks like, 7.6. There you go. There's my math. And looking at the turnover numbers, 14.3 turnovers per game by the Kings, 16.2 by Houston. Houston is 45% from the field. Kings are 49.2%. Three-point shooting, 36.5 for Sacramento, 32.7 for Houston. Rockets are 75% from the free throw line. Kings, 79.4%. And lastly, bench scoring, Sacramento again with the edge, 37 points per game from their bench versus 32 from the bench of the Rockets. This is the third time this year these two teams are playing. The Kings have won the first two meetings. Sacramento, though, comes into this one on the second game of a road back-to-back. Houston, the home team, is without Kevin Porter Jr. Eric Gordon is doubtful. De'Aaron Fox for Sacramento is day-to-day. And I don't care who plays in this game. I would be shocked if Sacramento loses to this Rockets team. They might be the worst team in the NBA. Sacramento is going to be a playoff team. I expect them to win and win handedly. Kings get this one done on the road despite the back-to-back. And that'll do it for our on-court look of Sacramento and Houston. Coming up, we'll dive into the betting lines of this one as we continue stacking the NBA.
I'm Brandon Fryer with Stacking NBA with a betting preview between the Sacramento Kings and the Houston Rockets. The lines are currently open and it favors the Sacramento Kings sitting at 5.5 in the spread with the over-under of 234.5. Now looking at these two teams on the offensive end, the Kings are one of the best when it comes to points per game. They've been averaging 119.2 points, while Houston Rockets is very much the opposite of that. They're second to last in points per game, averaging only 109.9 points. Both of these teams are really struggling on the defensive end. They give up kind of a lot of points per game. Houston gives up 117.5 points. They're currently ranked 25th overall in that, while the Kings are giving up just a little bit over 116 points. Now, looking at these two, you add those up, you're still looking at the under in this game. And I would say the under is trending overall between these two teams. The under has been favorable for the Kings. They've been 6-0 in their last six in taking the under. And Houston has been 5-1 in the under versus winning road teams, which the Kings have. So I would definitely lean towards the under in this one. Now, when we're looking at the spread, I definitely like the Kings in this game. The reason why, they've been trending well of late overall. They have an above average record overall against the spread. And their last 11 games, they've been having a record of 10-1 against the spread versus losing home teams, which the Houston Rockets do have. They have a record of 8-18. So this is definitely favorable of the Kings in this one. Now, if we're looking at some player props, one player I've really been liking on the Houston Rockets side is Şengün. Right now, his player props sit at 8.5 in the rebounds. This guy is like, I'm calling him almost baby Joker because he's been kind of flirting with a triple-double the whole time. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one right now. It might move up a little bit, but I'm definitely going to take the over at 8.5 in the rebounds. And I would take the over in his assist numbers as well. It currently sits at 5.5. If you look at his last 9 games, he's been averaging 5.8 assists a game. I would definitely lean and take the over in that one. In his last time playing the Kings, he had 8.5 assists in the last 2 meetings with the Kings. So I would definitely lean and take the over in that one as well. Overall, I love this overall spread for the Kings. I would definitely lean towards the spread in this one, but I do like the under in this game as well. That's our look at the Sacramento Kings and the Houston Rockets. I'm Brandon Fryer. This is Stacking NBA.